الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل ذكر لا إله إلا الله، أفضل الدعاء الحمد لله، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الذين دي بردد الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله، فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى created us in the wombs of our mothers. At that time, the initial stage of every insan was just a drop of water. They had no value to it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His qudrat and His power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the drop of semen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this entire existence and body of ours. We hear from our Shaykh Dama Barakatuhu, the qudrat, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the womb of the mother, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the drop of semen, Allah ta'ala created this head of insan. Allah ta'ala created the eyes of insan. Allah ta'ala created my nose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made my tongue, my hands, my feet. So just ponder a little while and think the little factory within the womb of the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself was the designer, the architect, the engineer, the fashioner, the designer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the entire wiring of our brain, the entire so-called plumbing system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself designed every person's eyes, every person's nose, every person's forehead, every person's hand and feet. It was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu Himself, through His power, through His qudrat. And then the question: why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make, design, fashion these looms of mine? For everything there is a purpose, there is a maqsad, there is a goal. For everything we ask why, what's the logic behind it, what's the reason behind it? Our mashayikh say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this insan in the alam arwah, the realm of the ruh, in the realm of the souls. There insan had no shape, no form. It's only the soul. But Allah wanted this insan to show his substitute, to show his submission, to show his abdiyat before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the form of the ruh, it is not possible to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our substitute, our abdiyat. Allah Ta'ala gave us this physical existence for us to show that we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to understand, Allah Ta'ala made this head for us to make sujood. Allah Ta'ala made this back to make ruku. Allah Ta'ala made this tongue to make his zikr. Allah Ta'ala made the eyes look for his qudrat, look at the things that indicate towards his power. So every limb of ours is made to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to see now whether I'm using my limbs in that direction or not. To what extent am I using my eyes to see the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hadrat says, go out in the morning and see the documentary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah ta'ala makes and causes the sun to rise in the morning. Everything was still, everything was asleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His power makes the sun to rise. And everything comes to life. The cars will start. The curtains will be open. The phones begin to ring. Breakfast is served. Children are going to madrasa. People are going to work. Allah Ta'ala, the one ball of fire Allah Ta'ala took out, everything came to life. When it comes towards the evening, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His power, once again causes the sun to set. Everything comes to a standstill. Everything is quiet. My insan, my banda must take a rest now. So for everything there's a maqsad and purpose behind it. How much am I using my heart to ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That will indicate towards the ma'rifat, towards the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the purpose of my life. How much am I using my tongue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala, once we use these faculties to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, utlubni tajidni. Allah Ta'ala says, go look for me, and you will find me. And if I become yours, then everything is yours. So how much am I using these faculties of mine, my ears, when I'm listening to the talks of deen? It must go within my heart. But, Ya Allah, I want your ma'rifat, your recognition. Every moment of my life must be in the muhabbat, in the love, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a nur behind it. So a certain amount of power and nur behind it. The desire mashayikh say that person who will make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll also become nurani. His entire body will become full of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والحمد لله تملأني أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض والصلاة نور. That a person has to say Subhanallah walhamdulillah, it will fill the space between the heavens and the skies. It will fill the scales on the day of Qiyamah. Person says Subhanallah. There's a nur behind it. This nur fills the body of insan. For a person to take out time every day and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find in our lives we have certain things which we give priority and preference to. Al-aham fal-aham. What is the most important thing, we give preference to this. In the life of a mu'min, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the most important things in his life, to take our time every day, to think, to ponder over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Wala says, that it is the right, the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is his right, that we take our time every day, facing the Qibla, and to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love. To take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love. Just like how we take the name of everything else during the day, in our businesses, in our shops. To the extent though that even teaching kitabs also, Hazrat says, we take our time every day to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers and says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O people of Iman, the royal address. By reading the ayats, in Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, it's already a proof that you have Iman. Because you are reading the ayat. O people of Iman, Uzkurullah. Allah Ta'ala says, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much? The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires no wudu. Yes, it is preferable to have wudu. But a person doesn't have wudu also. Is that even in the state of ghusl also? Ulama explain. That a Christian person can take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He carries the Quran Sharif. But he can make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Zikran kathira, wa zakirin Allah kathira wa zakirat. A'adda Allah lahum maghfirata wa ajran azima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those believing men and believing women, then make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Wasabbi'uhu bukrata wa asila. Allah Ta'ala says in the morning he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the evening he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who will make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. That they make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are standing, when they are sitting, when they are lying down. There's no moment in their life where they are void, where they are free of the zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why they make the zikr? Because zikr ذَاكِرْ كُمْ مَذْكُورُ تَكْبُنْ شَادِهَتَهِ. When he makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it takes him to the madhkur, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it connects him. It connects him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how a person has says he has a camera of the heart. Especially when a person starts his salah, then the camera of the heart begins to move. It moves from the masjid, then to the house, then to the business, different places. If he went his heart, the camera of the heart comes from Madinah Tayyibah, then stop the camera there. Stop the camera there and let the heart dwell in Madinatul Munawwara. Person has his heart taken to Medina Sharif. Like how one person said to his Shaykh, Shawwiqna ila Jannah. That tell us something that will increase our desire to Jannah. That you want to be in Jannah. The reply was that for you to become desirous of Jannah, just understand one thing, that fiha Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Jannah you will meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One person wrote to someone and says, Inshallah, we'll meet. He said, we'll meet at the Rawdah. We have to meet, we'll meet at Rawdah Mubarak. So the heart is connected to Madinatul Munawwara. So the Mawlana Abu Hassan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, describing the shock and desire, when a person says something, he takes the name of someone, then it directs him to something or someone. When he takes the name of a certain town or city, then it takes him to the city and town of his beloved. So he says in the same way, Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Najwi Rahmatullah Ali, he says that he wrote a kitab called At-Tariq ila al-Madinah, the path to Madinatul Munawwara. So he says, I wrote this kitab and I sent it to Shaykh Ali Tantawi rahmatullah alayhi to write the muqaddimah, to write the forward to the kitab. So Shaykh Ali Tantawi rahmatullah alayhi was a great judge of Syria of the past. So he says, when I opened your kitab and I began to read, he says, it took me back 40 years of my life. We were the first Jamaat from Syria at that time to go by a road from Syria to Medina Munawwar. We were an entire caravan of people, a qafla, we were going. And he says, almost 30 days or 40 days had passed. And we got lost in the desert. We went off the navigator that we had with us and lost the route to Medina Munawwara. He says, it was almost the last day of our lives, you could say, that the water now had finished off. There was no water, there was no food. He said our tongues became thick out of thirst. And we were between hope and between despondency, whether we will see the green dome or not, whether we will reach there or not. But the heart was connected. So he says that we only lived on the last few moments. We lived upon our rizq, our rozi, our sustenance, the food of the heart, were just the memories of walking in the gullies of Medina Munawwara. That became our sustenance. He says, finally we went dune after dune, sand dune after sand dune. And he says the navigator was glum. No comment. There was no speech from him. We don't know whether we will reach or not. And he says, finally we came around a sand dune. And those magic words came out from his mouth. Hada Uhud. There's the mountain of Uhud. And he says, then the language of lovers began to flow from our tongues. The poetry in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The tears began to flow. That finally we will see the green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, well, everything is an effect in the heart. When a person will take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the zikr of it should make him reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, O people of Iman, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. When you are sitting, when you are getting up, we love from our mashayikh wa hazrat. When you sit down, bismillah. When you get up, bismillah. Durood Sharif. Sit in the car, bismillah. Every moment of our life, we see when we go in the jamaat of the Arab brothers, all the time when they're sitting down, they're making istighfar, they're making tawbah. When they're getting up, they're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they're making salam, they're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His ayat kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Other ayat Allah ta'ala says, and those that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them jannat. Allah ta'ala has made for them gardens of jannah. Allah has reserved for them. Those that will take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I prepare for you jannat and gardens. Gardens of jannah that are ready for you. In the Quran ayat Allah Ta'ala says, Fadkuruni. So take my name, remember me. Allah Ta'ala is giving the command, they remember me. Fadkuruni. How do you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Only to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that are dead to mashayikh, that they will take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zikr that are given to them daily. The Hakim Akhtar Sahib used to say, Rahmatullahi, Fadkuruni bi ita'ati. Azkurukum bi inayati. They remember me by obeying me. They live your life in my obedience, I will remember you with my bounties. So take your time daily. And then you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quranic ayat, هو الذي يصلي عليكم ملائكته. That when a person will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the malaika will make dua for you. The angels will make dua for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove you from darkness into light. Because the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nur. And this nur which we get to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this nur is so essential for every believer. At the time of his mort, he needs this nur of iman. At the time in the qabr where there is no lighting over there, then this nur will come to assist him in his qabr also. Now there will be light for him. On the day of qiyamah, when a person will raise up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that nur, he will need that nur of the dhikr that he made. Abu Umama Jahili radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be resurrected before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be darkness on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no light. And he says, according to the amount of nur a person has secured and reserved and preserved in this world, That nur now will become a light for him on the day of Qiyamah that will show him the road ahead. Some people will come with mountains of nur. Some people's nur will be equal to their height. Some people's nur will be half of that. And those, the munafiqeen, they remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but qaleela, little bit, not much. They made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there was nifaq, hypocrisy in the heart. It was very difficult for them to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if they took it also without love, without fervor, without zeal, without any feeling. For them they say that the nur, they will have hardly any nur. And some of them will have nur just equal to the fingertips that will go off and on. And then he says that the entire mankind will be ushered and put together before Pul Sirat. The final journey over Jahannam, where a person now, if he passes through safely, will enter into Jannah. The last stretch of his life, so called. And now they will be ushered and they will come to the Pul Sirat. And then that nur that a person has, which he amassed in this world, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him. Like how we hear in the Quranic ayah, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِإِيمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا. The day of Qiyamah you see the believing men and believing women. The nur will be running in front of them, some of them to the right hand side. And they will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, complete our nur for us. Complete the light for us. And those who will have a large amount of nur, for them now to pass over the Pul Sirat will be very easy for them, because they can see the road ahead. And those munafiqeen that have no nur, then they will ask the believing men and women, those of them didn't have, the iman was weak, they didn't make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will say, نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. We just want a bit of nur from you, just a little bit, just to pass over. It will be said to them, قِيلَ رَجِعُوا وَرَاكُمْ. Then go back. Now it's too late. We had the opportunity in this world to amass your nur and your light for the day of Qiyamah. Go back. فَلْتَمِسُ نُورًا. We'll look for some light elsewhere. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a wall to be built between the believers, those that have iman and nur, and between those that don't have nur. بَاطِنُهُ فِي رَحْمَةٍ. The inner part of that wall will be the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that are behind the wall will be the azab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will be towards min qibalihi al-azab. يُنَادُونَهُمْ and then they will call out, أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Weren't we together? We sat together, we ate together, we moved together. But yes, there was some kamzori and weakness in your iman, in your beliefs. There wasn't enough dhikr in your life. We sat with the mashayikh. But there was no love in the heart to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that reason we are here. Many a person is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Wala says to make dhikr every day. To take our time every day. Dhikr kanaga wa dil kafaqa. The person who misses his dhikr for the day, the ruh becomes hungry. It needs the food. But the dhikr of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat says to take our time every day to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Facing the qibla or wudu. Where a person lies cut off from everything. If I nowadays, unfortunately, that a person will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he read Quran tilawat also, but he got his phone in front of him. The phone is vibrating still. So we say, put the phone on flight mode. Let the phone fly away. And you also make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start flying also. Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the person will leave the phone on, in the vibration turbulence now, will cause him to land quickly. So put it off and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, he will take out time. In that time also, now when he's fresh, then when he's tired, the Hazrat says, now a person make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, La ilaha, and he falls asleep. La, entire 100 times he says, there's no ilah, there's no ilah. He doesn't get a chance to say, Illa Allah also. So the time now a person when he's fresh and he has a fervor in him to sit down. Now is my time to connect myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila. To cut off from everything. To cut off from everything. The heart, the mind, the soul, the body. And now to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because, Ya Allah, I need you. Ya Allah, I need you. And to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aashiqana wahil, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love. So take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love. So they extend in the hadith that we are taught that we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say this, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said that I am the companion of the one, I am the companion of the one that takes my name. Right now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my companion. That I am sitting next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, and I make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find our mashayikh is to say that when we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say Allah on the bottom of the heart. The Hakim Sahib is to say, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a great amount of pain of the love of Allah. We say Allah from the heart, the heart comes out. Allah. Really, I need you. Like how a person falls, he gets said, ah. We say Allah. Allah. Allah, I need you, I want you, Allah, I can't live without you. And the person says, La ilaha illallah, Allah, besides you, there's no one else for me. There's only you and me, and nobody else. So when a person sits and he makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, La ilaha illallah, he cuts out everybody, La ilaha, there's no one. There's no one. My wealth, my family, my car, my business, everything is from Allah. He cuts everything out. And then for that time, just to make some muraqabah, to meditate, that is La ilaha, that now he's taking everything out from the heart. Our Hazrat Wala says that a person has a very powerful vacuum cleaner. And he vacuums his carpet 100 times every day. The carpet will be super clean. He has a 2000 watt motor in the vacuum. He says the carpet will become super clean. He says, you can't compare the vacuum of La ilaha illallah. What it has, the power it has in it. Just like how the vacuum now is cleaning the carpet, this La ilaha illallah, so to say, is a vacuum that is drawing out and pulling out all the filth of the heart. When a person is making a dhikr of La ilaha illallah, now to imagine and to think, Ya Allah, the sin in my life, that guna, the sin, that avenue that is blocking my connection with you, my muhabbat and love for you, Ya Allah, to La ilaha illallah, Ya Allah, I'm pulling it out now. I'm pulling it out and I'm throwing it away. Whatever it may be, whether it be the cell phone, whether it be the computer, illicit relationship, it be the evil of my eyes, of my ears, I have a problem, I can't control my eyes, I'm listening to music. Now, La ilaha illallah, this is an ilaj, a solution, a remedy. That now, with that La ilaha illallah, I'm taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the most powerful thing. The heaviest thing in the world, the skies, above the skies. Now with that vacuum, I'm taking it out, I'm pulling it out. And I'm putting only Allah in my heart. With La ilaha illallah, I'm taking all the sin out of my heart and putting the love of Allah in my heart. A person will do this every day in seclusion, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day will come and Allah will purify his heart. Where all those vows of the heart have become clogged with sin, has become like a gutter, with all the vices. So the barakat of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person puts one tablet in water to purify, it becomes purified. One tablet. They say the tablet now is water purifier. And we have yaqeen in it, that now the water is pure and clean, I can drink it. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person takes it from the bottom of his heart. And he says, La ilaha. There is no ilah. There is no one my heart can turn towards besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one. And now he puts only Allah in his heart. That heart will become beautiful. That heart will become nurani. The heart now will become enlightened. His salah will become different. His relationship with his family will become different. Because now Allah has come into his heart. And now he makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Some mashayikh say when we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every strand of hair in our body becomes like a honeycomb. Entire existence becomes sweet. We can feel the sweetness of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will continue doing this every day, day after day, day after day, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it priority. We have to stipulate a time in the day. Every person says, I am busy, I don't have the time, I am busy, I don't have the time. Hazrat Wala says that many mashayikh also, that the muridin will write to them and tell them But we are so busy teaching the whole day, making mutala the whole day, checking kitab, doing imamat. Hazrat, there is no time to make the dhikr of Allah. So the Shaykh would say and write to him back, that how many meals do you have in a day? He says, alhamdulillah, 3 meals a day I'm having. So then cut out 1 meal. Just like how you feel that meal is important for you, more important than that is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to Mashayikh say that the tongue of awz Allah ta'ala has made for his remembrance. The heart Allah ta'ala has made for his remembrance. Once somebody wrote to the Hakim Sa'd rahmatullah alayh, the Hazrat has changed my life. But every time when I start making dua and I make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I begin to think of my past sins. And makes me despondent. I begin to cry. That, Ya Allah, what sins I used to do before? And Ajib reply as Hakim Sahib gave. He says, understand and remember your heart, your mind, and your tongue, Allah made for His remembrance, not to remember your sins. Not to remember everything else around you. Allah has made this now to take His name to remember Him. So you made tawbah, you made istighfar, then just delete it. And now start taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a time shaitan and nafs will put us into a corner where you can make the dhikr of Allah. You're a great sinner, look at your past life. And the person now begins to talk about this all the time and he thinks about it all the time. Where the time should be spent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, those that have iman, they make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And those that have nifaq and hypocrisy in their heart, they make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but qaleela, very little. It's very hard for them to make the dhikr of Allah. To take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very difficult. For them to pick up the Quran Sharif is too heavy. For them to come for Fajr Salah is very difficult. So persons should see that which category I fall in. And finally, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And those people of the heart have become hard. They can't take the name of Allah. It's become too heavy for them. Those are the hearts of kuffar. That their hearts now have become hard. For them to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no feeling, there's no zeal, there's no taste, there's no fervor in it. That is why, alhamdulillah, we have come here to learn how to make the dhikr of Allah. One is to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more importantly, how to make the dhikr of Allah. That too we have to learn. How to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with azmat, with grandeur, with respect, with love. This is how we are here to learn how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a person is making the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, on his own strength. Hazrat Wala says that many people are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but on their own strength. But when they will take bi'ah to a sheikh, and now they will come into the silsila, the Hakim Sahib used to say, rahmatullah alayh, that a person now will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our understanding, his dhikr now is equal to 10 kilos possibly. But now when he will make the dhikr like the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how they learn from their mashayikh, and they learn to take the name of Allah from their mashayikh, and now he comes into the same chain, and now he's making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like all the lovers of Allah. Now he says in a different tone, in a different style, with a different heart, like how he learned from his mashayikh, like how the lovers of Allah ta'ala made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala says, that now he's making dhikr different. How my awliya, how my friends took my name, he was making dhikr, but just a bit of change. Now he learnt it. He said the same dhikr which was 10 kilos now becomes 100 kilos. Now the effect is different. It's like how we find in the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that those magicians came just like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They came just like him. Allah Ta'ala loved their dressing so much like his beloved, Allah Ta'ala gave them iman and ihsan. So a person made the dhikr of Allah, but now he's connected to a sheikh. Now he's learned how to say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the value of his dhikr increases also. That is why we are here also to learn how to say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to sit, how to face the qibla with adab, with respect, sitting with the mashayikh. And see how they take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us, open our hearts, and give us that zeal, that fervor, that love. To take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take our time every day, and to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.